Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. We are embarking on another round of your thoughts and your theories, this time about the stolen Earth and the Journey's End, the end of Donna's story. Speaking of Donna, if you have any thoughts about the Doctor's daughter, I would love to hear those too. You can get them to me on Facebook at Fabulous Adam Richard, Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Adam Richard, and theory at adamrichard.com.au if you want to send me an email. And if you are a member of our Patreon, patreon.com/AdamRichard, you can just send me a message there or you can comment on one of the posts. And if you are on Patreon, there is an RSS feed for your bonus episodes and your early episodes. If you just go to your little page there, my membership, I think. But yeah, you can paste that RSS feed into whatever you use to listen to your podcast and it'll just download them for you when they come out. I know, it's amazing. So first up, we have a long time contributor to this here theory podcast, and that is Nairi, who has, are you ready for a corker of a theory? She says, theory. Donna's granddad is actually a Time Lord who used the watch to become human. Oh my God. Just like the master in Utopia, like the Doctor in Human Nature, like the fugitive doctor in Fugitive of the Jadoon. So the chameleon arch that turns into a pocket watch. Therefore, Donna is part human, part Time Lord in stasis, which is why there could be a meta crisis to begin with. Oh my God, Nairi, I love this. Though the Doctor stopped the mental meltdown, I think Donna could have survived it, but only by being transformed in the process. That's my weird meta theory. And there we go, love heart face, smiling emoji, thumbs up emoji, which I have to shout like I'm on the circle. Oh, that is great, Nairi. I love it. It gives her kind of, it gives us hope because it's, you know, the fear is that she sees the Doctor and her whole brain burns out. And that does happen briefly, or it starts to happen in the end of the 10th Doctor story, the two-parter, which has where Wilf is his companion. So, yeah, that is awesome. I would love that. James says that the end of Donna's story is drastically cruel and unfair to let the story take that turn, and a great relief a few years later when hellbent Clara said, hell no, when the Doctor tried it on again. Side note, look at how Donna is doing 10 cosplay in that photo. Oh, yeah, the photo I put up on the internet was she had the brown kind of pinstripe jacket on. Grebo says, I want her to die and then regenerate, and then it's revealed she's the hybrid they were looking for. Oh, my God, the hybrid. That was like much later during Capaldi, wasn't it? Oh, that's great. The episode would have to include the human Doctor and Rose from Pete's World and the Doctor's daughter. Yeah, let's have them all in there. Let's get them all in there. I did think when that whole hybrid thing was coming that it was going to turn out to be Jenny, the Doctor's daughter, because Stephen Moffat had asked for her to live at the end of that episode because he was taking over in about a year's time or longer. And then she never happened. She does have her own series on Big Finish, which I listened to one recently. It wasn't one of hers. She was a guest in like a big double CD box set thing. The double, I think it was like 5 CDs. I listened to the downloads. I don't know how many CDs there are. Anyway, it was The Legacy of Time, and it was Georgia Tennant, Nee Moffat, who plays Jenny, because she married David Tennant in real life. And she'd met up with the Doctor when he was being played by Peter Davison, who is her real life dad. So when every time she was going, "Hey dad," it was like, "Oh, you know, hilarious." Anyway, that was very silly. So I do have, like, if you want to listen to more of my Big Finish chats, they're on patreon.com/AdamRichard. So M says, "Perfectly heartbreaking. I loved it. I loved Donna and her family and the end." Heartbreak emoji. Dr. Simon says, "The team up was fantastic. The only good thing about the way Donna's finale was written was that it guarantees she can't come back." Aw, bless. Mike says, "Saddest ending for me. Sad face emoji. So many wonderful things, all for naught." Aw, no, it does feel like that, doesn't it? It feels like she got so far and then didn't go anywhere. Trinidad says, "I loved it. I wouldn't say Donna is my favourite companion, but she had the best story of all the companions. The most boring person in the universe is the most important person in the universe." Oh, yeah, never underestimate a temp. My mum was a temp. She was terrifying. Lovely Jack says, "It's my favourite!" Exclamation mark. Andrew says, "Bothered. Look at my face. AI, I ain't bothered." Winky face emoji. That's obviously a reference to Catherine Tate's character, the schoolgirl that she plays in her TV show. Damien says, "The Dr. Donna is the best duo." And then in brackets, "then Martha." Yay. Well, this, the Doctor's daughter must be one of his favourite episodes because they get to hang out together. Sue says, "Never got over it, to be honest. Donna was a massive favourite, and to do that to her, to diminish her like that, was such an injustice after the true friendship and loyalty she showed. And the sadness on Bernard Cribbins' face at the end of the episode just emphasised how much he'd lost too." Yeah, it was pretty full on, but it is very much in the Russell T. Davis oeuvre to completely destroy your favourite characters and make them nothing. It just happens all the time. Not just in his Doctor Who stories, in all of his stuff. Darren says, "Donna's run was cut drastically short. There was so much more story to tell. In many ways, Donna felt a lot like Sarah Jane to me." Oh, yeah. She was a stabilising force for the Doctor and not willing to put up with any crap from him or anyone else. Oh, Darren. Yeah, I do see the Sarah Jane-ness because of the, I think it's just the plain talking. Like, it's just like, I'm just going to talk to you on your level and tell you that what you've just done is stupid. Jordan says, "Heartbreaking her forgetting. I would love to catch up with Donna. I just loved every moment we got of Donna, from the bride to Pompeii to her ending. Family was great as well. We all want to make like Donna." I do love Sylvia, her mum. Like, she's kind of a shrew in the show, but she just has some great moments. Stuart has pointed out that Chameleon Circuit, which is a band that play Doctor Who songs, have the perfect summary, and he's linked to a song on Spotify called Journey's End, which I listened to, and it is literally a recap in song form. So it's like this podcast condensed down to like 5 minutes and then sung. I know, it takes me like half an hour to get through a 45-minute episode. There's something wrong with me. But yeah, if you want to check out that link, it's on the Facebook page, facebook.com/fabulousadamrichard. Michelle says, "I was sad. I thought it was a cop-out. Donna deserved better from the writers." Oh, Michelle, it does feel on some level like that, but I love the tragedy of it. Like, I love the kind of, you know, that here is this woman who has come to the end of her journey. You know, her character has changed immensely. And then at the end, it's all kind of taken away from it. Like, she's returned to the status quo. And it feels like in our story, if we're following the Doctor, it's a huge tragedy for him because he's had to do this to her to save her life. And it's, you know, it would almost be a blessing to let her die kind of thing. Like this is worse than dying. Oh, it's, you know, it's great writing. I love it. Murray says, I remember loving that moment of them all being together and apparently flying the TARDIS together, but also vaguely thinking that it felt like an unusual moment of deliberate nostalgia within the show itself, at least unusual in its length and unabashed focus. Sort of a feeling of, this is lovely, but the show can't just be this. But I think that one of the great things about Russell T. Davis is his sense of dramatic balance. Such a sad moment to have Donna be the center of everything and then lose it all. I did feel a bit like the old Donna that we were left with was resented a bit like a fate worse than death. Yeah, exactly. And he has said, did the tragedy of Donna pay for the happy family moment, or did the happy family moment pay for the tragedy of Donna? Oh, that's interesting. And Ghost says, Donna's ending was brutal, heartbreaking, and that proves to me that she was one of the best companions. If it hurt that much, it must show how much she had grown over the season. Oh, yeah, devastating. Now, because this is our 350th episode, they just come along like this, these weird anniversaries. well, I'm going to do an extra special long one, and I have a bit of a treat for you. It is from an anthology of writing called Who's Doctor? Reflections on a Time Lord. Features some great work by people like Emily Collier, George Ivanov, my old collaborator John Richards, Ben McKenzie from Splendid Chaps, and also the Night Terrace podcast, radio play, if you like, that's been on the BBC. So yeah, you can download a copy of this book if you want to. I will put a link in the show notes and possibly up on my socials if I get time. But I am going to read for you now from Adam Ford, an amazing poet who we went to the RMIT Professional Writing and Editing course at the same time. He has written a poem called Donna Noble Has Been Saved. He is a listener. Hey, Adam, how's it going? And so I'm going to read to you now this poem. So we're getting an extra long episode for the 350th, featuring some bonus poetry, which I asked for his permission. I'm not just reading this because I feel like it. So here we go. Donna Noble has been saved. Of course, that's not where the story ends. Of course, she gets her memory back. And of course, her powers come back too. The Doctor was wrong. He's been wrong before. The meta crisis stuck. It just needed time. You can pick the explanation you prefer. Dormant regeneration energy, that seductive breath of gold. Or maybe she faked it so she could let the Doctor down gently, let him think he was the one in control. He'd proven he could travel with a woman without the need for romance, but still, he couldn't accept her as an equal. He'd dressed it up with technobabble, talk of genetic impossibilities, but when he tried to deny her what she'd gained, he lost the chance to prove he could accept a woman as his superior. That's his story, though. This is hers. The song of the Doctor and Donna was over, but Donna Noble's song had just begun. Now she's half human on her mother's side, a hybrid time lady with plans of her own. She's outgrown the plucky sidekick moral compass role and left behind her tragic ending. She builds a TARDIS from pawn shop scraps, neon red microwave touchpad screens and dolly mix buttons on Dog Jude remotes bound silver and copper in gaffer and wire. She halts invasions, sends the aliens home, feeling somehow better about themselves, their rubbery skin glowing infrared with a newfound sense of self-confidence. Using her super temporal temping skills, she finds Lee McAvoy, real name Jim Saunders, shy smile and dark curls behind a library desk, and cures his stutter. She rescues Dalek Khan, snatching her from between frozen seconds at the burning heart of the exploding crucible, her brazen shell shining with stars and flames. She travels with them both through time and space, joining leather-clad Sontaran hand with oozing Ruton pseudopod in truce. She discusses Marx with Charlie Chaplin and watches modern times with Marx. She sneaks Anae out of Henry's bedroom, the night air infused with charcoal and gin. She teaches Cybermen knock-knock jokes and finds Dalek something better to do. She takes her granddad to the moon of Poosh, stands with him under crimson skies, and asks him never to tell the Doctor. If he knew the truth about her, he would burn. These are just hints, synopses, and precises. Her real story takes place outside of the reach of any Time Lord or television series, more than could ever be circumscribed by spin-off, sequel, fanfic, or wiki. Her story is bigger than words on a page or actors projected on flickering screens, beyond the wildest imagination of screenwriter, showrunner, critic, or fan. Of course Donna Noble has been saved. She saved herself. Of course she did. Then she saved everyone else. Oh, thank you, Adam, for letting me have that in this very special 350th edition of Adam Richard Has a Theory. It's delightful to have some poetry in the podcast. Adam Ford, whose Doctor, Reflections on a Time Lord, you can get from, there'll be a link in the show notes. I'd love you to download a copy. There's some great stuff in there. It is just adorable. All right, our next episode, we are going to be watching The Mask of Mandragora. Matt, who is one of our Patreon subscribers, patreon.com/AdamRichard. It's Matt's birthday. Happy birthday, Matt. This is his birthday story. So it is the anniversary of Mask of Mandragora. So we will be beginning that for the next few episodes, and then we will get Matt's recap. Which may get fruity and may need to be edited. All right. I'll see you in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.